Tonight, the Columbia Workshop, under the direction of William N. Robeson, begins a new series of broadcasts and inaugurates a new policy. The Columbia Workshop believes that very little is yet known about radio broadcasting. It is the workshop's purpose to experiment with radio's possibilities, to explore the frontiers of radio's knowledge. But the workshop cannot do this without you, the listener. There are a handful of us, writers, actors, technicians, and musicians, striving each week to discover better, more intelligent, more entertaining methods of broadcasting. There are hundreds of thousands of you. Each week, you will be able to hear our experimental attempts. But we cannot know if these attempts were successful unless each week you, the listener, will take a moment to write us and tell us if we've succeeded. If we have failed, to give us your comments, criticisms, and suggestions. The Columbia Workshop is not a handful of idealistic dreamers working in mysterious secrecy. It's one half of a broadcasting test tube. You, the hundreds of thousands of you from coast to coast, are the other half. Without your help, the efforts of the Columbia Workshop are useless. With your helpful comments, we feel the workshop can do a real service for radio broadcasting.
Tonight, the workshop experiments with the presentation of the supernatural. It is a radio device, a broadcasting cliche, to present spectral voices on what is known as a filter microphone. A gadget similar to the treble and bass control on your radio set, but with a wider range.
This apparatus, properly adjusted, makes the human voice sound like this. The effect of a telephone conversation or a radio loudspeaker. Further adjusted, with more of the low tones removed, it gives a supernatural suggestion to the human voice, makes of it, we are expected to presume, a ghost voice.
In our experiment this evening, you will hear a ghost story told from the point of view of a ghost. And as ghostly ears are accustomed to ghostly voices, and as we will spend the next half hour with ghosts, we will not detect any unusual difference in their voices. But as for the humans in our play, well, humans must sound strange to ghostly ears, so we've taken some liberties with their voices. See if you agree with us.
The Columbia Workshop presents The Ghost of Benjamin Sweet.
Bolt the doors, fasten the windows, turn out the lights. Sit down quietly in the dark and meet the ghost of Benjamin Sweet. Midnight of All Hallows' Eve, in the dark of the moon, cold stabbing stars sprinkle chill whispers of light across the silent graveyard near the edge of town. Around the graveyard is a high, sharp, spiked fence. On the top of the fence, it's the tired ghost of Mr. Benjamin Sweet.
It's a thankless job. A thankless job. No rest, no relaxation. I'm tired of it, I am. It's haunt here, haunt there, chase around on silly errands night after night. Halloween's worst of all. Overtime. Meet your quota. End of the year. Wish I had a pipe full of good tobacco. I wish I had a pipe full of any kind of tobacco. And don't you hoot at me, you brainless bag of feathers. Any minute now, they'll be after me. Whole bony, chain-rattling crew of them. Brother, they'll say. Down off that fence and get to work. Moan, groan, rattle your chains.
Brother, get to work.
Don't sneak up behind me like that. I never have gotten used to it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. And there's room for both of us on that fence.
What's the matter with you? You fed up, too?
Fed up? Huh. Well, the night's just beginning. Feel fine.
Oh, nuts.
That's a very fine sounding owl.
All owls sound alike.
What are your plans for tonight, brother, if I may ask?
Oh, I've got a terrible night ahead of me. That's another thing that makes me mad. When there's a dirty job that nobody else wants, what do? Just give it to Sweet, they say. He doesn't matter. I've a good mind not to do this job at all.
Brother, do you want a word of warning?
No.
I'll give it to you anyway.
I wish I had my old briar pipe.
Ghost of Benjamin Sweet, you're slipping. Slipping fast.
Well, I don't care if I am. I'm tired of being a ghost. I haven't had a vacation since I died. And look at the job they give me tonight. Go and scare Theobald Tubbs, they say. Do you know who Theobald Tubbs is, brother?
Everyone knows Theobald Tubbs.
He's the worst old fogey in this county. Nothing in the earth, the air, or the water can scare him. It's been tried before by experts.
Well, all I know is they've got their eye on you at headquarters.
Oh, they have they?
Yeah, and I was sent to warn you. They don't like your attitude. You aren't making your quota this year. They say you don't haunt worth a nickel anymore.
And what can those transparent nobodies do to me if I don't?
Don't forget you're a transparent nobody yourself. And there's always a cupboard.
Cupboard?
Huh.
What cupboard?
Did you never hear of a skeleton in the cupboard? Every family must have one. And with a click of their bony fingers, the board of management can switch you into a skeleton and stuff you into somebody's cupboard. Hey, how would you like that?
Oh, poof, that's just thought.
Somebody's coming up the road.
I'll let them go by this time.
Never! There's a penalty for that. Amendment 13, Section 13. No human may be permitted to pass a graveyard unmolested on Halloween night.
All right. Get it over with, then. I feel such a fool every time I do this.
He's getting close. Now he's looking over his shoulder. Ready, brother.
Oh. Well, that's that.
Yeah, it was a good job, too. You see him take to his heels? A good beginning. Now, what next?
I suppose I'd better be getting on to Theobald Tubbs.
Do you want some company, brother?
Not you, Sourface.
Oh, well, no need for you to take offense, Brother Sweet. I was warning you for your own good. Just wanted to help you.
When the ghost of Benjamin Sweet needs help, he'll ask for it.
Wait a minute, wait. Do you want me to take that back as a message from you to headquarters?
You can tell headquarters for me that I don't like their attitude. I'm fed up. The way I feel right now, anything might happen tonight.
My good woman, must you slam doors? I'm concentrating on a speech for the National Association of Curtain Rod Manufacturers. The National Association, mind you.
If you were concentrating, Theobald Tubbs, you would hear a door slam. And anyway, I didn't slam the door. There must be a draft in here. That door knocked it right out of my hand.
What was that racket out in the kitchen?
Sam, the houseboy, thought he saw a ghost coming down the road by the cemetery. I told him not to be silly.
That's the trouble with people nowadays. They believe anything they hear. They have no minds of their own. Nobody looks for facts. Give me the facts, and I can prove...
You don't need to make a speech to me about it.
Oh, yes, this speech, yeah. Would you like to hear what I've written so far?
No, thanks. Like all the others.
The trouble with you, Matilda, is that you have no imagination.
Hmm.
Oh, now, where's my pipe?
I hope you've lost the smelly thing.
I was smoking it a minute ago. I laid it right here at my elbow. It's a fine thing when a man can't lay down a pipe without a...
Look.
Look? What? Where?
Beside you. Up higher.
Say, what is this?
Your pipe hanging in the air.
Oh, I'll be hornswoggled. Smoking by itself.
Well, that's a good riddance. Your wife, Mr. Tubbs, is as sour as your pipe.
Hey, what's going on here? Where are you? Who in thunder?
I'm the ghost of Benjamin Sweet, Benjamin C. Sweet, and I'm right here beside you, Mr. Tubbs. Say, don't you ever clean this pipe, man? It's sour.
You're what?
I am the ghost of a man named Benjamin Sweet. A spirit, a spook, Mr. Tubbs.
Ghost? Oh, stuff and nonsense.
Well, I guess I know who I am, and there's very little stuff and practically no nonsense about me. They were right about you.
Who was right about me?
They all said you couldn't be scared, Mr. Tubbs. We, spooks sometimes talk these things over.
See here, you voice, you fake. Go on away, go away.
Well, I'll have you know I'm not a fake, and you can have your sour pipe.
You are a fake. I can't see you. You aren't there. But
I'm not a fake, and I can prove it. Now, let me see. Where's the switch here?
Hey, turn those lights on again. Where are you, anyway?
Now, can you see me, Mr. Tubbs? I show up better in the dark. Can you see me, Mr. Tubbs? You can read a newspaper through it, right?
What do you want with me? Now, see here. You can't scare Theobald Tubbs with tricks like this.
There's no trick. Anybody can be a ghost. All you do is just stop.
Yes.
Well.
I can see right through you.
Right.
Are you dead?
Of course I am. I'm a ghost, I tell you.
I don't believe you. Now go away from here. Get out. Get out or I'll put you out.
You can't get rid of me, Mr. Tubbs, out tonight, and if I don't, I'm going to get in trouble.
Look here. Ghosts. I'm a sane man, a reasonable man. I don't believe in ghosts.
Then how do you count for me?
I don't have to. You see this?
Say, I haven't seen a gun like that for a long time. I used to have a little .32 myself. A beauty it was. Only one day my wife started fooling with it.
Keep away from this gun. I'm warning you. This is your last chance. Are you going to get out of here?
Oh, I see. You're going to shoot me.
I'll give you till I count five. One. Two.
Say, this is something out of the ordinary.
Three.
Well, five.
Did you hear me?
Well, I haven't heard you say five yet.
A man has the legal right to shoot anybody who forces entry into his house.
Yes, indeed. You're right. You can't be too careful these days.
Five.
Well. Oh, no, that's a shame. Right into that mirror.
It didn't hurt you?
No. I think it went through my head. Maybe it was my shoulder. No, it's ahead, all right. Oh, but you certainly ruined that mirror.
Theobald!
I think I'll just lock that door. I don't like your wife, Mr. Tubbs.
Theobald! Let me in!
There's nothing wrong, Matilda. My gun just went off.
I heard glass. What's broke? Was that my good mirror? Theobald, was that my good mirror?
Oh, there'll be the deuce to pay when she finds out.
I'll fix her up for a while.
Matilda Tubbs! Matilda Tubbs! Do you hear me?
Who's that?
Your time is coming, Matilda Tubbs!
There, she's gone.
Hey, you aren't a bad sort there,
Sweet is her name. Benjamin C. Sweet.
I think I was maybe a little hasty, Mr. Sweet.
Oh, don't mention it. Natural mistake, Mr. Tubbs. You know, Mr. Tubbs, I admire you. I can't tell you how much I admire a man like you.
Well, Mr. Sweet.
You've got gumption, spirit, fight. Well, you'd make a good ghost yourself.
Well, I dare say I can handle most situations.
Yes, Mr. Tubbs, I...
Call me Tubbs. Just plain Tubbs.
Yes, Tubbs. Now, if you were a ghost, you'd go out and really do things. What I mean is... Well, now, say if you didn't like the way things were run, you'd run them to suit yourself and to heaven with headquarters.
Theobald Tubbs is his own boss, dead or alive.
I believe you and I would be eye to eye.
Let me tell you, Sweet. Nobody ever put anything over on Theobald Tubbs.
I believe it, Tubbs. I believe it. I'd put my trust in you any day. In fact, I'd like to be associated with a man like you. Say, suppose you let me have a look at that revolver.
What?
Your revolver.
Oh, yes, yes, sure. Well, I'm a businessman, sweet. I might say a successful one in my line. It takes gumption. It means getting there ahead of the next man. It means...
Did you ever think of dying, Tubbs?
Dying? Nonsense. Well, my calendar is always filled up for 6 months ahead.
Well, now, there really isn't much to it. It has great possibilities for a man of your caliber.
Well, it's something I'll take care of. Woman, I'm working on a speech to be delivered next week. Oh, would you like to hear as much as I've written?
Oh, well, I tell you, Tubbs, I have some business of my own to transact tonight.
Oh, it'll take no time at all. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thanks. if you happen to have another cartridge handy, I'll load this gun up for you. You never know when you're liable to need it again, you know.
Oh, yes, to be sure. Here's a cartridge.
Oh, thank you.
Now, the subject of my talk is quick action for quick results.
Ah, good idea.
I might explain, sweet. Quick action is my motto in life. I believe too many people stop to think.
I believe you're right there.
Well, gentlemen and members of the curtain rod profession, it is a privilege to address you this evening.
Pardon me, but would you mind sitting over a little to the right so I can hear you better?
Oh, certainly.
Oh, that's...
To address you this evening, we're all working toward the same goal.
Well, that's another way of putting it.
We all want to change for the better.
Right.
We all want to know what the future holds for us.
Yeah, it's your way of finding out.
We're all going places together.
Tubbs, you're right. You and I are going places together. Right now.
Why, sweet, you've shot me.
You killed me.
Yes, I meant to.
Why, what? Why, man, you put something over on Theobald Tubbs. Why, I'm a ghost myself now.
Yes. Yes. And then you didn't believe in ghosts.
No. Funny, isn't it? Well, what do we do next?
Well, whatever we want. who would you like to haunt?
Well, now let me see. There's a woman who lives down the street that I've never liked very much. She's giving a Halloween party tonight, and she didn't invite me.
Splendid. We'll combine business with pleasure. No, it was the sailor who murdered the captain. Now tell it right, or don't tell it at all.
Who said that? I'll tell your story the way I know it. I guess it was the sailor who murdered the captain after all. Well, anyway, to continue, the sailor wrapped the captain up in a quilt.
In a tarpaulin, not in a quilt.
In a quilt, and dropped him overboard on a dark night.
There was a full moon that night. His bunk in the forecastle.
Well, anyway, the sailor couldn't sleep and he pitched and he tossed.
It was the boat that pitched and tossed, but there wasn't any captain to steer it to.
Who's interrupting?
finish it. Then suddenly all the lights in the boat went out.
And a wind swept across the deck.
And the captain and his mate sailed through the air singing,
sailing, sailing over the bounding main. Sailing all the bounding main. Sailing, sailing all the bounding main.
That was a good idea you had going to that party.
Where are we?
Oh, this is my favorite graveyard.
Pleasant spot you pick out.
Come on, sit down in the fence. Now, this is one of the best fences in this county.
It's got spikes on it.
Oh, well, you won't notice them now. Try it.
It's quite comfortable. Quite comfortable. What's that?
That's a beautiful little owl. She lives here all year round.
Say, it's been a great evening, sweet. You sure are a grand guy. This is the life.
Yeah. Oh, Tubbs, I just remembered something.
What?
Tubbs, they're going to shut me up in a cupboard.
Who is?
Headquarters. They got their eye on me. You see, tonight's the end of our ghostful year, Tubbs, and I haven't been working hard enough, and they're going to check up on me. They sent a long-faced fellow around here to warn me a little while ago.
Listen here, sweet. You're a friend of mine, and no friend of Theobald Tubbs ever got into trouble he couldn't get out of.
They aren't going to like what I did at your house tonight.
If it's all right with me, it ought to be all right with them. Who runs this outfit, anyhow?
Well, there's a board of management. You've got to follow orders.
Brother, you've got nothing to worry about when Theobald Tubbs is on your side.
Why, they won't even let you sit down and rest a minute. As soon as you do, somebody's around.
Brothers, get to work.
What'd I tell you?
Oh, so it's you again, Brother Sweet.
This is the one I was telling you about.
Cheerful cuss, isn't he?
Yeah.
Brother, you're in trouble now. You're in bad trouble.
All right. But it's nothing for you to croak about.
I warned you. They sent me to warn you, and I did.
Say, how about your scuttling along? We don't like your company.
Ho-ho! I know who you are, too. You're the new ghost of Theobald Tubbs.
Oh, I suppose the word's got around by now.
The word's got around to headquarters, all right. And you're going to have plenty of company here in a minute. They're on their way.
Oh, I suppose they're awful mad, huh?
Here, sweet. Where's your spirit? Buck up.
Oh, you don't know these guys.
Hey, what is this?
Silence, Brother Tubbs. The board of management approaches.
That's headquarters.
Halt! I see the ghost of Benjamin Sweet. Sits on the fence by yonder tombstone.
He'll pay for this.
Get him.
Get Sweet.
Silence! Ghost of Benjamin Sweet, stand up.
Oh, there are two of you. Who's the other one?
I used to be Theobald Tubbs.
Yes, that Tubbs.
Now, before you begin on my friend here, I'd like to say a few words.
Silence! Cade, we know who you are. Your case will be taken up in its proper order. In the meanwhile, may I give you a friendly word of warning? You've fallen into the hands of one of the least macabre members of our company.
Now, see here.
Shut up. Sit down.
What's the law on this, sweet?
When headquarters says sit down, they expect you to sit down.
Mr. Chairman, I'm a newcomer here. I've been a practicing attorney in my time, but I don't know your code. May I have a look at your law?
Clerk, hand the ghost of Theobald Tubbs the law. He can sit on the fence and read it while we pull C.
Now we're beginning to get somewhere.
Here you are, brother. A law. Don't drop it.
Cheer up, Brother Sweet. There's a way out of this. Depend on Theobald Tubbs to find it.
Now, Brother Sweet, we have just finished adding up your account for the year. Oh, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, I know all about that. Go ahead. Well, what's the verdict?
Sir? All for time, Sweet. These pages are all mixed up.
Oh. Listen to your report for the year, Benjamin Sweet. Total number of errands sent on?
365.
Total number of successful finishes?
250.
Total number of opportunities to transact disreputable business?
1,583.
Total number of opportunities let slip?
1,000.
Total number of people scared?
64.
And what is his quota?
402.
Total number of hours spent haunting?
36.
And his quota?
150.
Oh, most unsatisfactory. What have you to say for yourself, Brother Sweet?
Nuts, that's what I say, nuts.
Well, say, not only is your record for the year a blot on our fair name, but tonight, on Halloween, you were given one last chance. You were sent on an important mission. Your orders were to scare Theobald Tubbs, not to shoot him. Brother Sweet, you overstepped your authority.
All right, go on.
To make bad matters worse, you took the ghost of Theobald Tubbs on a round of frivolity. You neglected your duties. You drank cider.
Well, a ghost needs a little relaxation now and then. I haven't had a vacation since I died. I'm sick and tired of all this routine. It's a bore.
When a shade needs rest, the answer is simple. Every family needs a skeleton in its cupboard. The demand exceeds the supply. It'll be very easy to make a skeleton out of you and lock you up for a century or two. So, Brother Sweet, the verdict in your case
Stop,
is...
Stop, wait, hold huh? on a minute.
Have you found something in the law, Tubbs?
Every ghost here will kindly look towards the east.
Well, what's the matter? I'm about to pronounce a verdict.
Look at the sky, Mr. Chairman.
Why, it's dawn. Why didn't somebody tell me?
You'll have to postpone the verdict till tonight.
You'll have to postpone the verdict forever, Mr. Chairman.
What?
I've just found a clause in your law, Amendment 456, Section 89. The page was out of place in the book.
Well, read it quick. Daylight's coming. We can't stay here.
Offenders against the law must be dealt with and verdict pronounced up to and including the end of the current year on Halloween night.
Well?
That's an old law. 10 centuries or so, but it's never been repealed. Therefore, you have no authority to pronounce a verdict on a crime committed last year. The new year began 1 minute ago.
A curse on you, Theobald Tubbs. Everybody run for it. The sun's coming up.
Tubbs, I'm a free spirit. I knew you could do it.
Quick action for quick results, Brother Sweet. That's me. There'll be quite a few changes made after I've been here for a while. I can see where we can make a lot of improvements in the general management. Of course, that'll mean a new board of directors and certain other...
Just heard The Ghost of Benjamin Sweet, a Columbia Workshop experiment in the treatment of the supernatural. We want to know your reaction to it. We want your frank opinion. We in the workshop spare no feelings in criticizing ourselves, and we ask of you, who are the other and equally important half of the workshop, the public, to be just as honest with us as we try to be with ourselves. Please address your comments, criticisms, and suggestions to the Columbia Workshop, care of the Columbia Network, New York City.
The Ghost of Benjamin Sweet is an original radio play written by Pauline Gibson. The special orchestral score was written and conducted by Bernard Herrmann.
Next week at this same time, the workshop will present an experiment in vocal rhythms and musically scored sound effects in its production of The House That Jack Didn't Build, an investigation into the current housing problem by the famed American poet Alfred Kramborg.
Columbia Workshop is under the direction of William N. Robson. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.